This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. A preliminary review of environmental data following the Vistra battery fire found, well, not much. Monterey County hired a company called Cornerstone to review its publicly available dashboard for soil, water, and air data to determine the human health risks from the January fire. But in their report, Cornerstone said they couldn't assess those risks because there were too many errors in the data. Monterey County Supervisor Glenn Church says he's glad the county now has the information it needs to make corrections.
Seeing the scope of the errors, then I understood why they couldn't do the review, because there were quite a few.
He says residents in his district are eager for answers.
People want to find out the whole truth, and this is part of the steps in this toxicology report.
But for now, the wait continues. The county now expects a December release date for a preliminary analysis of the fire's human and ecological health impacts. In brighter news, universal pre-kindergarten is coming to the Monterey Bay area. Starting this upcoming school year, every family in the Tri-County region, regardless of income or immigration status, will have access to free and low-cost early education. That's possible because of a state initiative that kicks off this fall. All kids who turn 4 by September 1st are eligible for free TK, a program that emphasizes play and helps get kids ready for kindergarten. For those with younger kids, the California State Preschool Program may be an option. It provides free or low-cost preschool for kids 2 to 5, depending on household income. A good place to start for more info is your local school district. This is KAZU News.